D'Angelo is loved not only for his own music, but also for being one of the chief architects of neo-soul. His 1995 album, Brown Sugar, helped to define what neo-soul would become. On Saturday, November 1st, 7 a.m. until midnight, WPFW presents Brown Sugar, the genius of D'Angelo and the explosion of neo-soul, celebrating his unique style and innovative approach to black music, as well as neo-soul, a sound both retro and futuristic. Programmers James Funk and Captain Fly, DJ Lance Reynolds, Jasonic, The Culture Shack, and Soul Conversations Crews, and Decipher's Ill Street Grooves, come together in this special day of fundraising to explore D'Angelo's music, artists that influenced him and the genre, and the global neo-soul landscape that defined a generation. That's Brown Sugar, the genius of D'Angelo and the explosion of neo-soul. November 1st on WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
Hi, I'm Danny Glover, and you are tuned into WPFW Washington, your station for jazz and justice.
Peace and blessings, listeners, if you're in D.C. or the surrounding areas. Your dial, of course, is on 89.3 WPFW. This is listener-supported, community-powered radio. It's a fourth Monday. And so if you don't know what that means, a fourth Monday from 6 to 7 p.m., this is Suge's Line, a.k.a. Sweet Corey Bay, and I am broadcasting for the Inside Out LGBT Radio Collective. Inside Out is always on your airways on Mondays from 6 to 7 p.m., but we are a rotating group of broadcasters who are tasked with creating content to take you inside of the diverse perspectives of the queer community, to look at everything from pop culture to politics through an inclusive and LGBT inclusive lens. Too often our stories have been pushed to the margins. If you are Black and LGBT, your stories are pushed to the margins of the margins sometimes. But Inside Out, we attempt to remedy that every Monday from 6 to 7 p.m. with our broadcasters, bringing you this kind of storytelling, this kind of content. Again, I'm Sweet Corey Bay, so I'm here on fourth Mondays, and that will be the next time that you hear from me. But yeah, I am a musician. I am a friend. I am an organizer. I am a lifelong child of the DMV region. I've had formative experiences across the entire region. And the first selection you heard is a sample flip. One of my own Shugzine original sample flips. It's the title of that song is Accept Me. I created it as kind of a theme song for my little section on Inside Out, because I think that's what our show is asking folks to do, is to accept us, to actually go beyond accepting us, which is what I think is so brilliant about having this time and space on WPFW, is that it goes beyond acceptance. We're putting something in practice when, you know, we're one of the only shows of this kind that is dedicated to the stories and narratives of the LGBT community, not just in the region, but in the entire country. We're one of the only shows where you can get this on the FM dial and across the World Wide Web if you're tuning in on WPFWFM.org. And of course, this selection that I created, it's a flip. It's a sample flip, borrowing parts of the lyrics, the composition, the voice of Angela Bofill's work of the same title. Maybe you're familiar with Angela Bofill. If not, you know, she will just set your mood for the rest of the week. If you need it, you can stay locked to WPFW 89.3. But if you go off on your own to stream, to listen, maybe you're a record collector like me, maybe you have some old CDs in the tuck, Angela Bofill will get you right. She transitioned, I believe, last year. And just in general, as a music maker, I'm a very reverent sampler. I really love to give honor through the works and compositions that I choose to interpret, to borrow, to quote, to make the words say the things that speak to me and to speak to the masses, I feel. And when I heard that section of that song again and again, where she's just imploring whoever she's singing to accept me. I'm not a girl anymore. I've grown up, and I'm someone that you have to take seriously. I'm someone whose perspectives cannot be left unheard, cannot be ignored. I feel like that really applies to what we're trying to do on Inside Out Radio, and just to my own personal story as a member of the LGBT community, as someone who, you know, grew up listening to the station and now, you know, have the ultimate privilege and honor of joining the amazing, collective of the station at large. Because maybe this is your first time listening, or maybe you've been listening to WPFW for years, but the quality of the programming here, the moments that are made with, you know, just what people put forward, it really is a life-changing thing. And yeah, I'm just happy to be in that legacy. And yeah, I have a great show for y'all today, you know, wrapping up the end of October here. And yeah, I think that what will happen next is just some more music. And we'll listen to Cool and the Gang with Sea of Tranquility. What you just heard was Sea of Tranquility by Kool and the Gang. You're listening to Shug's Line, aka Sweet Quarry Bay. I'm here for Inside Out LGBT Radio on WPFW 89.3. All of our listeners out there may be familiar with this original composition or a composition that famously interpolated it. That would be Send It On from D'Angelo's masterwork Voodoo. The underlying composition is interpolated, borrowed, quoted from this original composition, Sea of Tranquility, and kind of returning to that source. It has been bringing me a lot of peace in the midst of D'Angelo's transition, and just, you know, just understanding and like encountering again how much intention, how much research, how much study was layered into all of the music that he put forward. So for all the music heads out there, I used a big word there with interpolated. Some may be familiar with it, but I did want to explain what that meant, and give a little bit of a definition of interpolation, which can be just summarized as a musical quote. Basically, you're saying someone else's words, but in your own voice. In a way, it could take something and make it your own. So, you know, don't be startled if you're saying, oh man, that's Send It On by D'Angelo. Like, you know, he really did interpolate and take that underlying composition, the melody, the chords, even some of the phrasing of how the guitar was played, how the composition was laid out. He took that and he quoted it. He added gorgeous lyrics to it that he composed with his group and had other musicians play on. And that's kind of why it exists in two places. And I think that, you know, there's a difference between an interpolation like Send It On and something like sampling, which is the first composition I played, Accept Me, my work that I created. That is actually a sample where you actually physically take parts of an existing recording and you use that as the musical building blocks, as a basis for the sound that you are trying to create. So of course, you know, I went to Accept Me by Angela Bofill. I took a little bit of a section of a chorus. I took a little bit of her vocals and I added a whole bunch of other compositional elements around it. I added different drums, different keys. Keys as in piano, keyboards. I changed the key of the song. You know, I kind of did a method of sampling I like to think of as cherry picking, where you take a really key or important part for you and you use that to kind of create a different composition. But there's a difference between those two things, interpolation and sampling. And maybe you didn't know what that word meant. Maybe you didn't know what it is, but maybe your ears knew and now you have the language for it. But either way, I would say education of this kind happens on WPFW all of the time. Celebrating our icons and ancestors happens on the station all of the time. So if it matters to you, stand with WPFW now. You can call in at 800-222-9739 to give at WPFWFM.org, or you can hit us on Cash App at $WPFWFM. Every dollar moves us closer to keeping the station on the air. But anyhow, I'm taking my time on the radio right now with all of you, all the listeners out there, to just dedicate that composition, that song I just played, Sea of Tranquility, to some of our lost and fallen icons, with the hope that their spirits are at peace, with the hope that their works and the creative pathways that they blaze for us can continue to be a source of comfort, of inspiration, of galvanization when it comes to how we need to respond to respond to the times, respond to each other, one another, our position in the world. Because I know that's why I turn to music. I know that's why I have turned to the works of D'Angelo. You know, I saw today online that a truly prolific drummer, Jack DeJohnette, transitioned. Asada Shakur, oh man, our freedom fighter. All of these folks have transitioned since the last time I was here sharing space with you all. Of course, Inside Out Radio on WPFW 89.3, we broadcast on the fourth Monday. So the last time I was speaking to y'all was in September, and Asada Shakur, D'Angelo, Jack DeJohnette, and even more names, are folks who have transitioned, absolutely prolific figures who have transitioned. So I think that, as I was kind of like scrolling and spending time on the net today, I also I saw a video of Lauryn Hill crying as Stevie Wonder was performing If It's Magic, which, man, even without playing that song, If It's Magic, just thinking of how that heart comes in and just like the spiritual experience of Stevie Wonder, who seems like really the last legend standing. We pray peace and continued protection, longest of life, longest of life upon Stevie Wonder, because Lord only knows, man, as your heroes, as your icons get older, what just really what a time to be alive. But there was a video of Lauryn Hill witnessing Stevie Wonder performing If It's Magic live, and of course she was just like absolutely moved to tears. He was like not even 5 feet in front of her, and there was a whole bunch of discussion going on in the comments where folks were basically quote unquote saying that Lauryn Hill was doing too much. But I don't know, if I've never seen Stevie Wonder live. I know as soon as I ever saw Stevie Wonder, if he opened his mouth, if I was looking at the back of his head, I'm busting into tears. Like, I don't know. Stevie Wonder, that's a national treasure right there. That is an international treasure. Like, if you were going to send off an album, into outer space to contact the aliens, you could pick any Stevie Wonder album, honestly. I know folks will probably pick, songs in the key of life, maybe something from the classic period, but that's neither here nor there. I think what also stood out to me about that particular clip is that it was at Roberta Flack's funeral. There's an amazing clip also online. If you look up Roberta Flack's funeral, Lauryn Hill, if you kind of like put those combinations of things into a search engine, there's a really beautiful tribute that Lauryn Hill shared, just speaking words to the life, to the legacy, to again, like, all of the important things that Roberta Flack represented over a very long career, to the Black community and to the music community at large. Like, Roberta Flack was revered by the music community at large. She is one of the first artists to win a Grammy 2 years in a row for Song of the Year. And man, I also all of this is to say that it made me realize that we also lost Roberta Flack this year. I don't know what's in the water this year in 2025, but all of those things, man, they're just with my spirit. They're just on my heart to share today. And I think that another figure that I also want to uplift, that passed away on October 13th, was the icon, Mrs. Major. Miss Major was born on October 25th, 1946. She was an American author, activist, and community organizer for transgender rights. Miss Major was at Stonewall, at the Stonewall uprisings. Although her story of being at Stonewall is getting knocked out by the police and sort of like coming to in the back of the wagon after sort of this riot unfolded already. But she was one of a firsthand witnesses, a firsthand account we have of the night of Stonewall, and she was very important in the ways that she uplifted her voice to sort of remediate the retelling of Stonewall as sort of the origin of, the modern LGBT rights movement of Pride, which has now, become massively corporately co-opted and rainbow washed, if you will, to where, you can have Stonewall, where basically the queer community of New York was uprising against police who were very known. The NYPD was known, particularly at this time, although, not much has changed, for brutalizing members of the LGBT community and specifically of the trans community. Specifically, there were laws about folks having to wear clothing of the gender they were assigned at birth, being sexually assaulted by police officers. Very, very many, like, brutal things were going on. And on the night of Stonewall, it kind of was like the community just had enough, and it was almost like a spontaneous uprising happened. But Miss Major was a firsthand witness of that, and that was not the end of her organizing. She did so much in the public eye just to uplift transgender rights. And I would not be here. I would not be salient. I would not be conscious in the ways that I am as a Black transgender individual without the work of Miss Major. And you know, she lived a very long life by the standards of trans folks who, in a lot of ways, have lower life expectancy because of the compounded challenges that we face by neglect from the state, that we face from violence, from taboos in our community. And it's just like even more meaningful, again, to have this space on WPFW 89.3 and really worldwide, not just in the area that this radio signal broadcasts to, but also really to the world, to just say, you know, with all of my heart and give honor with all of my heart, with all of the words that I have, to just say, to just uplift Miss Major, Miss Major, Miss Major. Thank you for your work. Thank you for what you have done. And there's an incredible book that folks can check out called Miss Major Speaks, where you can really just get into her words, her insight, her legacy, her stories. She is a character. She was a character. She is just super funny, super insightful. She had a lot to say about being a Black freedom fighter. And again, like, to the work that Miss Major did, and not only advocated for the transgender community, but it really sort of like added proof to, when we free the most marginalized of our communities, when we go to those people, it has ripples and effects that actually transforms society as we know it, which is why it's just so important to have, again, to have the space on Inside Out Radio and WPFW 89.3 Washington. I'm just really grateful to be here. And I think that, yeah, what I would like to do next to just honor Miss Major is to play a little bit of a clip of some of her wisdom about the how can I say this? Just basically the experience of a transition through life while sensationalized, where it intersects and how it sort of takes shapes in the life of trans people. Transition is something that everyone is familiar with. Transition is very much a part of life, just moving through. So let's get into some words from Miss Major.
Everybody goes through a form of transitioning. Every straight...
Shut your mouth.
...on to be breathing goes through it. Because when you're a teenager, you don't know who the hell you are. You don't know where you're going. You don't know what life's about. You know what? You're trying to understand your parents, forgetting that they were people before you were born, doing the same thing you're doing now. You know? And so in going through that and sorting that out, that's a transition for you. So why should yours be easy and mine be the most difficult thing in the world? I grew up partially here in Chicago and in New York. My mother and father were here, and my aunts were in New York, in the Bronx. And I don't think I grew up any different than anybody else, you know, running around. I was treated different than everybody else. It takes so much pulling together to live, have a decent life, and be comfortable in your skin. You know? And that's the important thing, to be comfortable in your skin and be who you are. These kids growing up, the pressures of being a youth are so huge. I've gotten to the point where, since I'm at this age and have been doing this for so long, I'm Mother Major to a lot of them. And that's fine, because I feel as if it gives them something to hold on to, you know, something else to believe in, so that they don't give up on themselves, you know, that they don't want to go and kill themselves. One of the things that I wish for my kids when I had them was that they get a chance to be happy, that they live comfortably, that they find love, you know what I mean? And that they are going to get a chance to grow up and be older, you know? Oh, there's an older trans person who's still here, still giving them hell, and still around. I can do that too.
You're listening to WPFW 89.3. This is Shug's Line for Inside Out LGBT Radio. And the voice you just heard was the immortal words of Miss Major, who transitioned on October 13th of this month, along with so many other icons. It has really been a challenging year for loss. But I'm really happy to be able to bring those words to the audience today. Because again, I think Ms. Major, as many of our elders do, they have a lot of insight for us about, you know, how to think about our lives, about how to think about, yeah, just moving through the world. And yeah, like if this program just brings you comfort, it helps you make sense of the world, please give what you can to support the station. You can call 800-2-org, or you can make that Cash App at $WPFWFM. Thank you so much for your support already. This is Suge's Line for Inside Out Radio. And, you know, I have spent a lot of time now talking about, you know, just processing some grief, holding some space for uplifting our ancestor icons, but they move with us now. They move with us now. They move through us. They speak through us. If we are open to wisdom, to the comfort, to just what they left behind with us. But, you know, to kind of move back more into a present space, I would like to share some selections coming up to the station break from Kendall with Why Did I? Happy birthday to Kendall Emphasis. And let's hear some music from them.
Why did I have to be a carbon-based mammal?
This is WPFW 89.3 Washington, and we're approaching the station break at the half hour.
D'Angelo is loved not only for his own music, but also for being one of the chief architects of Neo Soul. His 1995 album, Brown Sugar, helped to define what Neo Soul would become. On Saturday, November 1st, 7 a.m. until midnight, WPFW presents Brown Sugar, the genius of D'Angelo and the explosion of Neo Soul, celebrating his unique style and innovative approach to black music, as well as Neo Soul, a sound both retro and futuristic. Programmers James Funk and Captain Fly, DJ Lance Reynolds, Jasonic, The Culture Shack and Soul Conversations Cruise, and Decipher's Ill Street Grooves come together in this special day of fundraising to explore D'Angelo's music, artists that influenced him and the genre, and the global neo-soul landscape that defined a generation. That's Brown Sugar, the genius of D'Angelo and the explosion of neo-soul. November 1st on WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
I don't need to die to see heaven. I just need to look into your eyes, awaken my butterfly. Need a minute of your time. Ooh, I just want your lips caressing mine. Oh my, oh my, oh my. This world's called your love. Let go young and dumpy.
This is Shug's Line, aka Sweet Corey Bay, for Inside Out Radio on WPFW 89.3 Washington. What you just heard was Float by Kendall Emphasis. What a beautiful composition. I had to watch myself at the end there because I'm like, I can't allow myself to float away and go to the spiritual place that this album, that this song is from, always takes me. But I just wanted to play that today because it's Kendall Emphasis' birthday today. It's their 25th birthday, I believe. And I just wanted to give them a shout out and say, happy birthday, Kendall. Congratulations on your rotations. Thank you for the music you have already given the world, and keep going. Keep giving us more music if you can, because I know that it does not happen without support and pulling very deeply from within yourself. But gratitude to you. And yeah, I was very excited to play that for our listeners today. I definitely think the end of that song will be my next sample as a sample based musician. I want to find a way to just bring whatever good things are there on that composition into my own musical sonic landscape and universe. Because that's what you get to do when you sample. You get to just take a little bit and share it and amplify it, hopefully. But anyhow, again, this is Inside Out LGBT Radio. We're here on Mondays from 6 to 7 p.m. This is Sweet Corey Bay, aka Shug's Line. So I'm here with you on this fourth Monday. We've talked about a lot today already. We've held a lot of space from some of our risen ancestor icons who have transitioned this month, including Miss Major, including Asada Shakur, including D'Angelo, including Jay Jeanette today. I'm not even gonna get. I'm gonna get tripped up if I keep on it. But anyhow, what I also have to share with you all is just really some music. I have a mix that I created. It's a longer form mix, and I just hope that as you listen to it, if you hear things that you like, if it helps you make sense of, you know, being in traffic right now or being at home, wherever you're listening to the radio, whenever you fm.org or hit the Cash App at $WPFWFM, become a sustaining member, become a part of the ecosystem of support for the station if you aren't already. And thank you in advance. I really feel like this music is going to set the tone, is going to get you where you need to be to move into your week, into the rest of your evening. And yeah, I created this mix in Philadelphia, where I am based. Although people see me in DC all the time, you know, working with other musicians, visiting friends, families, and folks, staying up to date and in touch with all of the amazing organizing and just, you know, energy that comes through DC. But I'm your neighbor to the north. I definitely envision a world where there's more support flowing between like-minded communities up and down the East Coast, across the country, around the world. This station is a part of that. I definitely see myself as a part of that. Shug's Line, Sweet Corey Bay, connecting it all. But yeah, this music is about to just, you know, support all of that. I made this at Club Friends Radio and Records, which is a very exciting project where Alexa Kolas, who's become a really good friend of mine, she created a record store in her living room, and she installed her living room in a museum in downtown Philadelphia in Center City. And she invited a whole host of who's who to come and bless the decks at her record store, to sit in a living room in the middle of the city and just to share space and be with one another in music, which, again, I think it's the power of what music allows us to do, what curation allows us to do, is to meet each other, to massage and usher in some of the tough conversations or easy conversations that we need to be having. And yeah, I kind of just mixed a bunch of things that I find personally enlivening. But again, if you like what you hear, go ahead and support WPFW on my behalf. And you know, I support WPFW too. I sure do. Because it helps me get my life. And you know, in these times, man, you need something to help you get your life. So anyway, keep it locked. Stay where you are. If you got your dial to 89.3 WPFW Washington, or if you're online, just, go ahead and ride with me for like the next 15, 20 or so. This is Shug's Line, aka Sweet Query Bay, for Inside Out LGBT Radio on WPFW Washington.
Ooh.
This is Suge Zahn, a.k.a. Sweet Corey Bayford, Inside Out, LGBT Radio on WPFW Washington. And that was a Suge Zahn mix of a lot of different compositions that you probably may or may not be familiar with. We just kind of like rode out there on Mount Airy Groove, which is funny because I was riding through Mount Airy today, soaking in the beautiful weather. But yeah, it's been an honor to just like share some space with everyone tonight, to play some selections, to hear some sounds. I'm always honored to just be on WPFW 89.3 and just in the legacy of cutting affairs programming, of music programming that has just like, you know, allowed the station to become the institution that it is. Maybe you've listened to WPFW before and you know that the station is an institution, is absolutely a critical part of your vibes ecosystem. Or maybe this is your first time and you're about to embark on a long and beautiful journey, hopefully, of tuning into my show and many others that will really sort of, yeah, just really put you in a right frame of mind for, you know, modern living. But yeah, the next time that you will hear from me, Suge Zahn, it will be on the next fourth Monday, as we close out this speeder of a year. I personally have been feeling like 2025 is blowing by really, really quickly. I just want to uplift again that this programming today, if you've been listening with me, for this hour, has helped you to work. You can go to WPFWFM.org, which is a great place to tune in to the station and listen in and see whoever is playing, what you like, what you might want to hear, or drop in some information that you never heard before. You can always find that at WPFWFM.org. Or, you know, in modern options, you can hit our Cash App, our Cash Tag. It's at $WPFWFM. Thanks in advance for your support. This has been Suge Zahn for Inside Out LGBT Radio on WPFW 89.3 Washington. And yeah, I hope that you each and all have a great evening. And stick around. Stay tuned for the programming coming up next. I know that I'm really looking forward to this D'Angelo tribute programming this weekend, because if any station can do a proper D'Angelo tribute, it's WPFW.